I am not a car guy. I don't know much about cars. I change my own oil in my cars, and that's about it. But I know enough to see this picture or this car and to know that, man, that's a pretty cool looking car. I think it's a rally racing car and not necessarily a Baja racing car, but it's clearly designed to take a beating. I saw this as I was biking through campus. This, if you read the front, it says a College of Engineering and Architecture and Technology, and they have students who design and build cars like this. I think this particular vehicle was donated to the college by maybe an alumni. But in any case, I thought this car with the early morning sunlight and this background, this brick background with the white door and the white window, I thought it made a really cool looking scene that I don't see too often. And this would have been totally different 5 minutes later when the sun was fully up. And I took this when it was pretty dark out. If you go to the blog, you can see there's there's not necessarily the original photo. There's the unedited photo, but I had intentionally underexposed by two stops, and I get into the reasons why in the blog a little bit. But it was pretty dark out, and there was really no good way to take this photo without a tripod, so I literally found myself laying on the ground and hand-holding my camera, resting on the ground but pointing up a little bit, actually resting a bit on my pinky finger. I set the timer for 2 seconds and told my camera to take 3 shots. And most of them, I did that a couple different times, and I used Live View to compose the picture. So all these things I don't normally do, and I ended up with one that was decently in focus. If you click through to the original on Flickr and zoom way in, you're going to see that this is not particularly sharp. It wouldn't be well-suited to a print magazine or anything like that, but it's sharp enough for me, and it was all about the experience for me. It was also interesting exercise in editing, and I intentionally edited this photo in a couple different ways to get the look I was going for. I desaturated all the bricks, and that was just using the brush tool in Lightroom. I removed a couple signs behind the car, again using the brush tool or the healing tool in Lightroom, which is not very complicated. I adjusted the tone curve to make it give it a little more punch, you might say. It toned down the blacks, toned up the higher or the shadows. I turned down the shadows, turned up the highs or the highlights. I also adjusted the black levels with the slider. I really wanted these rich blacks, but also retain a lot of that color. And the windshield actually had a blue reflection from the sky. I got rid of that using the by adjusting the blue color slider in Lightroom. So all these little adjustments to finally get this photo, which, I don't know, it's not bad. It's not great. It's very similar to another photo I took a while ago of a Tesla, and it was fun to take it, but it was a learning experience for me. It was a little bit of an editing experience. It was also an experience in keeping my eyes open, looking around me, and kind of intentionally looking for photo opportunities that would otherwise I would not pay any attention to. So there it is. If you know anything about this car, let me know in the comments. I'd be interested to know more about it or this type of car or the type of racing that this thing does. And maybe even go out and park your minivan in your driveway and lay down on the ground and try and get some cool photographs of it and just see what happens.